The election deadlock creates a new layer of uncertainty and complexity for an already nervous business community. With proposed workplace reforms and corporate tax cuts now indefinitely on hold, business leaders are worried about how the rest of the world is viewing the political instability in Australia. Even before the election, the major credit rating agencies had warned Australia's AAA status could be at risk without budget repair. Here's our business editor, Peter Ryan.
The election deadlock is more bad news for businesses already unsettled by leadership changes in both major parties over the years. But now, even if the Turnbull government scrapes back, its reform agenda could be derailed or compromised, says Innes Willocks, chief executive of the Australian Industry Group.
Well, uncertainty is the word of the day. Business crave certainty and stability, and what this election so far has given is uncertainty, and not just for a week ahead or the month ahead, but for a long time ahead.
Innes Willocks says businesses already confused or weary from political gridlock might now hold back on making basic decisions until they know who's running the country.
What's the tax regime that they're going to have to deal with? What incentives are there around investment? What are the issues around hiring a new apprentice or a new trainee or hiring new staff? So we may go into a period of some weeks of those sort of decisions being deferred or delayed, unfortunately.
How is Australia looking right now to overseas investors, given Rudd Gillard Rudd under Labor and Malcolm Turnbull's coup against Tony Abbott last September?
Well, we already have a reputation that is developing, that Australia is a very difficult place to do business, and political risk certainly came onto the agenda through the period of 2010 to 2013, and those sort of concerns that were around are likely to return.
James Pearson, chief executive of the Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, also worries about the uncertainty and says compromises will be necessary amid the chaos.
We'll be calling on the minor party MPs and the senators to move beyond the narrow agendas on which they campaigned and make decisions in the new parliament in the national interest. And it's important that whatever major party forms government, they build a constructive relationship with the crossbench, because they need to get things done. We can't afford 3 years of policy gridlock.
In the meantime, James Pearson says the wheels of industry need to keep turning.
What the business community is looking for is to demonstrate leadership and make it easier, not harder, for business to get on with the job.
Markets had been looking for a majority government regardless of the flavour, so surely the election non-result will be viewed as a negative by international investors.
Clearly, there's going to be uncertainty for some days at least. In terms of the international business community, these things happen from time to time in democracies, and markets will adjust.
International ratings agencies are yet to comment on the election deadlock, but have already warned Australia's AAA status is at risk without budget repair.
Business editor Peter Ryan.